And let's approach the end of this year by remembering the career of the great jazz player Freddie Hubbard. He died of complications from a heart attack. He was one of the most acclaimed jazz trumpeters of the 1960s, but by the 90s his career was in decline because of health problems. In the last years of his life, he made a comeback. Freddie Hubbard was 70, and Howard Mandel has this appreciation.
Freddie Hubbard was one of the most powerful and lyrical horn players of the past 50 years. He was born in Indianapolis and mentored by his neighbor, guitarist Wes Montgomery. Hubbard moved to New York in 1958 and quickly rose to prominence as a member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Freddie Hubbard had extraordinary chops, strong feeling, and a progressive impulse. He recorded with some of the most forward-thinking jazz stars of the 1960s, John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Ornette Coleman, and Herbie Hancock among them. Hubbard also brought his melodic experimental sound to more conventional sessions, such as Oliver Nelson's Blues and the Abstract Truth. He described what he was trying to do to NPR in 2001.
During that period, I was changing the style of the trumpet. I was trying to play the trumpet like a saxophone. Instead of saying da 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 da, playing more intervals, and I was trying to make those long glissando ones like da 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 da. Trumpet players don't do that.
Hubbard was generally acknowledged as an influence on his instrument second only to Miles Davis. While Davis was always more famous, Hubbard's 1970s albums, such as Red Clay and Straight Life, were more commercially successful than Davis's iconoclastic output of the same period. Despite his popularity, or because of it, Freddie Hubbard was criticized for selling out in the later half of his career. He continued to tour the world, playing his horn until he split his lip in 1992. He did not take very good care of himself, and the lip never healed properly. Still, he did not rest. He recorded several comeback albums in the new millennium with the New Jazz Composers Octet, assisted by a second trumpeter.
I'm not going to play that way again. As far as giving up all the 30 courses I used to play, and I used to play with such intensity, trying to play like Coltrane and play, you know, hard and long. I think now I have to dig down and play with more soul.
Maybe he believed he'd never play that way again, but he never stopped trying. The National Endowment for the Arts named Freddie Hubbard a jazz master in 2006. He released his final recording, On the Real Side, just this past June. Freddie Hubbard died early Monday morning in Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in New York.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.